listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Monday, November 28th. Geraldton police are calling for information on a stolen car taken from a property on Saturday night. The Hyundai Elantra was driven through Carloo and Rangeway. If you have any CCTV footage, contact the local station. A bid from the opposition to take the fight for Cyclone Seroja recovery payments further has been shut down. They attempted to refer the matter to the Procedure and Privileges Committee, saying misleading and inaccurate information was given out in Parliament, but was rejected. Shadow Emergency Services Minister Martin Aldridge says he'll continue to make sure payments are given to those affected.
You don't have to spend too much time in the Midwest before you see the devastation, even more than 18 months on, or you meet somebody who is still living that experience every day. It has been really important that this recovery is successful.
To local sport, the winners of the 50th Midwest Sports Awards have been announced. Footy player Harry Taylor and hockey star Fergus Kavanagh have been inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame, while the Geraldton Buccaneers have been crowned the Club of the Year. The weekend celebrations mark the longest-running awards of their kind in regional Australia. And Geraldton's basketball talent was on display this weekend as the girls' teams competed at the Basketball State Championships. Three squads represented the region on Saturday. It follows on from the boys' success last weekend, with the under-15s boys making it into the finals. The side just coming up short in their last game against the Wellington Tigers to miss out on a perfect record by just 4 points. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.